Okay, let's get into the next perek, Tehillim perek Tadivav, 96, and we are in the next perek of Kabbalah Shabbos, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. We had Lachun Rana the last time, and this is the fifth in a row. We have five in a row. Then we say Mizmar LaDavid that we had earlier. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. There's one general ha'ara about Kabbalah Shabbos, and we use these. We mentioned, for this goes back to the days of the 1500s, of the Kabbalists, the Ramak, that used to go out to the fields, as is described in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, but specifically saying these Prakim of Tehillim, in Rav Pinkas' Sefer on Shabbos, in Nefesh Shimshon, he describes why is it that we start Shabbos by singing these Mizmorim. Right? Why is it that we sing these Mizmorim? So if you look, he discusses that if you try to describe something, let's say you try to describe a taste. You can't describe a taste. Let's say somebody never ever tasted something. So you can't, bitter, sweet, they don't know what those words mean. You try to describe a color that nobody ever saw. How do you describe a color? If they never saw a certain color. So it's reddish, it's purplish, it's... So some things are impossible to describe in words. You just have to see it or experience it. So he says that's the same idea here. On a poskim v'omer, l'chud ranan al Hashem. This is on page Vav of his Sefer. Lashon rina v'shira. Haperek hasheni. Shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. That's today's perek. Shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. K'shebas Shabbos nechneses kol avoda hi avoda shal shira. Why shira? So he says, yeshnam dvarim shef shal ataro samabilim. Some things you could explain with words. Ach yeshnam dvarim ke'elu she'en shum efsharis lahazbir ulataro samabilim. Some things you can't describe with words. L'dugma, la'adam ko'ev mashu. If something hurts, im yifkosh ke'es chever she'me'olam lo'chava ke'ev kolshehu. If nobody ever experienced a certain type of pain, they can't explain what it means that something's hurting me. If you've experienced pain, so you could identify what exactly pain is. Davar nosaf also, tam shalochal, taste. Nitam omar al ochal shu maru shu matok. You can say it's bitter, sweet. Aval ein af echad ba'olam shiuchal lahazbir mazem mar mazem matok. If you experience bitter and sweet, then you could understand it. So he says, that's the same thing with Shabbos. Kisha Shabbos nechnasa zochim lekezu kirva l'Hashem yizbarach, sheyev shal lahazbir oso latara b'milim. You can't explain it in words. That's why we don't speak, we just sing at this time. Misha mevin, mevin. Whoever understands it, great. Misha eno mevin, eif shar laz or lo lahavin. You can't explain it. B'b'nei Shabbos, hiya omek kol hargashos hanimtsoam b'leif ha'am ha'yudi. Zeu azman shabon nifkashim ha'mashem yitzbarach. Right, when we have yichud with Hashem, v'sa'ava azu eif shar lahazbir b'milim. You just have to sing about it. Just have to sing about it. Zui Kala Shabbos. That's what these prakim are about as we experience. So Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash. The Radak says again, as he said in the previous parak, that this is a mizmor that will be said. La Asir Love will be Mos HaMashiach. That's when everybody's going to sing. This parak is all about encouraging everyone to sing out to Hashem and the... Even the worlds of nature, the earth and the sea, at the end of the parak, that also, as we'll see. But says the Radak, Shir Chadash Shekavat Eschem Min Ha'amim Hagoyim Min Ha'galus V'zeh Mizmar Chibro David. When did David write this Mizmar? Which, again, will be said, B'Mos HaMashiach, as says Radak. He wrote this when he brought the Aron back up to Yerushalayim. K'shehel Ha'aron Mibes Oved Edom. When he brought it back. And he's parallels, because in Divrei HaYamim there's a similar section. In Mizmar, Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo, Al Sheish B'Neim Shinui, there's a couple of differences in it. But again, when David HaMelech has it described, both in Divrei HaYamim and in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Vav, David HaMelech brings the Aron up from, first when it came back from the Plishtim, and we know that there was tragedy that struck Peretz Uzzah, so David sent it to Beis Oved Edom for 3 months. And after 3 months, there was tremendous bracha in Beis Oved Edom. It was told to David, Beirach Hashem is Beis Oved Edom, as kol asher lo, bavur Aron HaLokim. So David realizes that it's time to bring it back up. Vayalas Aron HaLokim, Beis Oved Edom, ir David, besimcha. Vayiki tzadu, nosei Aron Hashem, shisha tzadim, every 6 steps, they stopped, they gave karbanos, vizbach shor mori, v'David mecharker b'chaloz, lefnei Hashem, and David was singing with all his strength. And the Radak says, at that time, David HaMelech led the Am in song. This song, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Shiru Lashem Baruch Hu Shemo, Gadol Hashem. Can imagine the excitement that David HaMelech sung this song with. The Radak also quotes the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. Kol Ashiros Nechtavu B'Lashon Nekeva Shira. All Shiros are Lashon Nekeva, Shira. Ulasil Lavo B'Lashon Zachar. What does our parak say? Shiru Lashem Shir chadash. It's lashon zachar. Why? What's the difference? So explains the Radak, lashon zachar is a stronger gender, so to speak. So it'll last longer. A nekeva, generally the nekeva tense is considered weaker. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, kachat oseli, and that's why the ultimate geula is going to be a song that's going to be forever and ever and strong. That's why it's going to be sheer lashon zachar. If you look at Tosfos quotes a different pshat of this of lashon zachar. If you look at Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim, Tosfos quotes there where we say in the Haggadah, v'noma lefanav shira chadasha, and then we say in Asher Galanu, v'noda lecha shir chadash. Al Gula Seinu. And he quotes the Mechota that the Radak quoted the Shmos Rabbah. Kol Hashiras Lashon Nekeva Chos Mishira Delasid. Lashon Zachar. Why? Klomar. So Tosfos says Nekeva Yesh Letzar Leida. A Nekeva has a baby. Maybe she'll have another baby. Maybe she'll have more pain in the future. That's Lashon Nekeva. A Shira Chadasha. A Shira because it could be, again, pain in the future. Another Tzara. Av Kol Anisim Yesh Achareim Tzar. Even if there's a miracle that's done, there could be another Tzara afterwards. But in the future, there is no more tsar. It's the end. It's like a man will never have a baby. Right? And that's what it says. Tokef shir acharon kizacharon lo yolodim shir lashem shir chadash. That's what the Tosfos says there in Pesachim. The Emek Bracha talks about this Tosfos in the Emek Bracha in his commentary on in a sefer when he talks about the Haggadah on page Ayin Ches. And he talks about how there's a girsa issue about vinomar or vine'emar. Vinomar, it says, and it will be future. But it's a question. The Shlach HaKadosh changes it because if Shira Chadash is talking about Gulas Mitzrayim, right, so why is it in the future? It should be vine'emar. So he talks about how Pesach is a Shira that we say every year because it's Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mitzrayim. Okay, but that's Shir versus Shira. So says the Mizmar, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, sing out to Hashem a new song. A new song, again, a new song for the geula that will happen and has happened when this will be sung. And again, David HaMelech said it when he broke down to Yerushalayim. Ashir Chadash. Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz. The whole land, everybody should sing. Shiru Lashem Baruch Hu Shemo Basru Miyom Liyom Yeshua So. Right? Praise him and announce, Basru, announce every day, Miyom Liyom Yeshua So. His Yeshua. Rav Hirsch says, Miyom Liyom, it means things that happen every day. Right, not just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles, for the Nisim, as is clear, but even for the Miyom Liyom Yeshua So, says Rav Hirsch, proclaim that not only extraordinary, supernatural events, but also the day-to-day true being of man, attained in the customary course of nature, natural order, constitutes a generous gift of the providence of God, who never slumbers and who cares for us with never-ceasing devotion. And he quotes a Medrash, Ma Geula Plaim, Av Parnasa Plaim. Ku'ula, which is something out of the ordinary. That's a Pella from Hashem. So too Parnasa is a Pella. Ma Parnasa B'chol Yom, Av Ge'ula B'chol Yom. That's the Medrash. And again, we've quoted the Ramban many times from Parshas Bo, so today we won't quote the Ramban, but we'll quote the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma talks about this in Parshas B'chukosai, where he talks about also the relationship between Teva and Nes, and that we have to know exactly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only in charge of the Nisim, but obviously in charge of the Teva. And that's what the first piece of the Meshech Chachma in Bechukosa he mentioned. That's why if somebody says Ashrei every day, it's wonderful. And he's a Ben Olam Haba. But if somebody says Hallel HaGadol every day, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Harei Zeh Macharif Megadif, he's a blasphemer. Why? Because saying Hallel HaGadol is reflecting that, oh, Hashem is only in charge of Sheb Shefleinu Zachar Lanu, Og Melech HaBashan Kili Olam Chastu, and Kriyas Yamsuf, and Makas Bechoros. He's only in charge of that, but not in charge of breathing and seeing and nature. That's the Meshech Chachma. Tahan Haga Hanisis Hi Eina Tachlitis. That the miraculous way that Hashem acts is not the ultimate. Shashem Baraho Olam Shetisnai Bofan Ativi. Hashem created the world to act in a natural way. Vahateva Hu Rak Nisim Ritzufim. Asher Misragel Ein Haroa. Says the Meshech Chachma, Teva is just miracles that happen all the time, every second. The kasha yelech adam bedarkei Hashem ba'mishor. When we go straight, gam bofen ativi yuchal lisparech. Ki kol darkei ateva mechuvenes umugbeles ledarkei hatorah va'mitzvah. And he continues and he says vanisim urak lahair libos bnei adam al mifalos habore baruch Hashem b'teva. And then he continues and he discusses this. We'll see if we have time to get back to more of his lashon. But we continue. That's what the Rav Hirsch puts into this pasuk. Shiru Hashem Baruch Hu Shemo Basru miyom liyom, announce every day his day-to-day activities, Yeshua so. Sapru v'agayim kevodo, tell over amongst the Goyim kevodo, his honor, b'chol ha'amim nifla osav, in all the nations, his wonders. So this, what's the difference between the Goyim, tell the Goyim kevodo, tell the Amim nifla osav, his wonders. Another Meshech Chachma. This Meshech Chachma is in Bereishis. The Meshech Chachma there is discussing the psukim in Ashrei. We never really thought about it because we just say Ashrei. We don't focus on Ashrei. We say, Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha, thank Hashem, all your maisim, all your creations will thank you. V'chasidecha yivarchucha. Your chasidim, your pious ones will give you a bracha. And then two psukim later, lohodia levnei ha'adam gvurosav, to let all the people know his gvuros, his greatness, ukvod hadar malchuso, and the glory of his malchus. The Meshech Chachma talks about the difference between chasidim and bnei adam. He says chasidim recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything, similar to what we were just talking about. And you just look around at the world, and chasidim recognize Hashem. But many others, amei haaretz, or bnei adam, they need to see miracles in order to like be jolted out and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Because he says a chassid, his lashon is beautiful. Every physical item in this world is really connected to a spiritual force up in Shamayim. And a chassid could recognize that. This is Perek Hey Alach Pasuk Aleph in Brachos. If you're connected to Hashem without any screen, you'll see every tzura and you'll see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's connection. It's as if there's a beam of light from Shemayim to every item in this world. Vehema oros meirim mehashkacha kol rega. V'chulu. Aval, but he says, most people don't recognize that. Meirov to dirusam behergol asher hergolu behem b'nei adam. Hapshutim lo yizbonenu amasi Hashem. Zulas kasher abor yizborach shemo mishana hanaga tidiris. V'ose lizman lo kabir hanaga chadasha. What we call an ace. And that's what he says the pshat in Ashrei is. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. Oh, ma'asecha will just give regular hodah. V'chasidecha v'chucha. That's by the chasidim. But lo dil v'nei ha'adam gvurosav. You gotta show the b'nei adam his gvuros in order to get them to say something. Kvod hadar malchuso. And then the last line of this paragraph, he says, that's the kavana of l'saper b'goyim kvodo b'chol ha'amim nifla usav. So he's comparing the goyim, those are the ones in this context that recognize Hashem, like the chasidim. That you just show his kavod, which might mean nature, b'chol ha'amim, but the ones that are not focused, ol ha'amim, that you got the niflos. You have to give show the miracles to recognize. Ki gadol Hashem u'muhulo miyod, Hashem is great and praise Nora hu al kol Elohim. He is Nora. What do you mean? Nora al kol Elohim. He's awe above all other Elohim. What does Elohim here mean? So the Radak says it means the Malachim. The Malachim, right? In the previous parak we said maybe it's talking about the sun and the moon and the constellations. Here he says the Malachim. Ki gadol shoha Elohim v'heim ha-malachim yigadluhu v'yiramavu v'yadluhu. The Malachim themselves will praise, will uplift, will raise, and in the future will recognize that the whole Bria sings out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Rambam says that the Malachim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they recognize him. The Rambam says, Perek Beis Halacha Ches in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, V'kol HaTzuros Ha'elu, these Tzuros, which the Rambam just described, the 10 levels of Malachim, these Tzuros Chayim u'makirim es haborei. They know Hashem. They recognize their creator. The Yodin Oso Dea Gedola Ad Lema'od. And they know him with a very high level understanding, not fully. Called Tzura Vitzura Lafi Ma'alasa, Lo Lafi Gadlo. Every Tzura, according to his level. Afilu Maila Harishona, Eina Yechol Lahasig Amitas Habore, Kima Shihi, Eladaita Ktsar Lahasig. But even the highest level of Malachim cannot really know God. Avo Maseges Viodas Yoser, Imasha Maseges Viodas Tzura Shalamat Mimena. It knows and can fathom more than the malach under it. V'chein kol malu mala ad mala asiris. Up to the 10th, gami odas habore deya, she'in koach b'nei adam ha-muchubarin migolam v'tsura, yochol lahasig v'lei takamosa. We can't fathom. We can't even know the lowest level of the malach. We can't understand the malachim. We can't understand what the malachim understand. V'hakol einam yodim es habore kamoshu yodea atzmo. But the malachim have a certain type of understanding and they praise. Right, and that's what we quote them in Davening, Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod, but that's what the Radak says this pasuk is referring to. Hashem is great, umulal norahu al kol Elohim. He is more Nora than Al Kol Elohim amongst all of the angels. This pasuk might also be the balance of Gadol Hashem u'muhlom yod, he's great. Maybe that's a reference to being close to him, and Avas Hashem, Norahu, but he's also Nora, right? The balance of Ahava and Yira, is something that, only exists with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah points this out, not exactly by Ahava and Yira, but he talks about it regarding, Yira and Simcha, but it's the same idea. It's the same idea. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the first Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, because the Gemara there says, Vigilu Birada. Bimakom gila, sham te'era ada. In the simcha, that's where the shaking is going to be. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Tam adavar, kedei shel yimashech mitoch ha-simcha l'tanugi olam yishrach inyan yabori. Al kein tzorach la'arbev ze im ze, sheyehei al kav hamamutza. Right, it has to be balanced. Sha'af al pi she'etzel basar v'adam ha'yira v'asimcha heim davar v'hipucho. Even though regarding a human relationship, yira and simcha are opposites. She'bishasha adam mefachei mizul aso. At a time when a person is scared of their friend who omed nirta v'doeg, he's nervous, he's worried, he jumps back. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu kein. But the relationship we have with Hashem is not so. Adarabba. Shekshe adam mizbonein begdul aso. Adarabba, when a person understands his greatness, the yarei mipanav, and he's scared of Hashem, yismach v'yogil ba'osa yira. He is happy and rejoices in that yira. Mebreisha be'emse isa misorer l'kayem ha-mitzvahs. Because through that yira, he's awakened to fulfill mitzvahs, v'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma, she'yodea kischaro ito u'pulaso l'fanav. That is the Rabbeinu Yonah, chaf aleph amad aleph in the Daf Yarif, that the balance of simcha and yira, but the same thing here, maybe Gadol Hashem is also a reflection of simcha. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim. Because all the gods of the other nations are elilim. Chazal say that means al. They're nothing. They're not there. Vashem shemayim asa. And Hashem created the heavens. He is the one that is the only one that is the God. Hod v'hadar lefanav. Glory and honor. The Malbim talks about the difference between hod and hadar. One is from within and one is from without what we see. Hod v'adar lefanav, oz v'sif'eres b'mikdasho. Even each of these words is powerful. Havu l'Hashem, mishpachos amim. Give to him, right? Call out to him, mishpachos amim, all the nations of the world. Havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz. Give him honor and oz. Havu l'Hashem kavod shemo. Give him honor. Su'u mincha uvo l'chatzrosav. Come, grab a mincha, bring a present, and come to the chatzer. We're going to invite all the umos ha'olam. Right, basically, beisfili yikari l'chol ha'amim. All the umos ha'olam will be invited to Yerushalayim to bring karbanos. Hishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. So the Rinas Yisla points out that the Gran Kisavo notes that there's a din. Whenever you go into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din of hishtachavaya. So when you, after the mitzvah bikurim, hishtachavisa, that's a general din, says the Gra. Whenever you leave the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din of hishtachavaya. So here, maybe it says, bo l'chatzrosav, so memela, there's going to be a din of hishtachavaya. Hishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh, bow to Hashem in the holy place, chilu mipanav kol ha'aretz. And if you go there, you'll realize, Mora Mikdash, you'll be trembling from him. Imru v'agoyim Hashem malach, all nations say Hashem has reigned, av tikon tevel baltimod. He has created the world that it doesn't falter, yadin amim b'mei shorim. And at that time, there's going to be judgment also. So that's all one theme. We're calling out to the world. And now, says the pasuk, yismichu hashemayim v'sagal aretz. Some have the minag of whenever this comes up in tefillah to have special kavanah, because it's yudkei vavkei. Yismichu hashemayim v'sagal aretz. That's the Rashi Tevis. They'll let the heavens and earth be happy. Yirma yamum lo. Let the yam be happy. Yalo sadai, the fields, v'chol asher bo. Oziran kol atzeyar, the trees, all of nature. So the Radak says this is all a mashal. Radak says all of the nature singing is a mashal ala simcha hagadola shetihiyeh b'pnei hashalom hagadol shayiyeh ba'olam. It's all this great shalom, like the Gemara said, like the Radak says also. All the animal, when it says v'gar zeivim keves, that's a mashal, and this is a mashal that all the trees and everything will celebrate. Rav Hirsch says no. Just like we know from Parshas Noach, whenever people are fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the whole world is brought to its fruition, what exactly we're supposed to be doing. So the whole world, which is all what we're supposed to use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also celebrates because it's being used for what it's ultimately used for. Says Rav Hirsch, there's a close relationship between the moral conduct of man and the growth or inhibition of the development of the world of nature into which God has put man in order to discharge his tasks. Fields and meadows rejoice when their gifts are employed by man for a life that is pleasing to God and are thus lifted from the fetters of physical nature into the loftier realm of moral freedom close to God. We might call that in Hasidus, right, to uplift the nitzotzos, to be motzi the nitzotzos. Refer says that in the other way. The fine, he says, even the forest, because the forest is nothing to man. We go and cut the trees, we use it. If we use it properly, great. If not, and that's when they're going to sing. If we don't use it properly, better to not have cut down the trees in the first place. Lefnei Hashem kiva, kiva lishpoda aretz. In front of Hashem, all this happens. Kiva, kiva lishpoda aretz. And the Baruch Sha'amar writes, it's a double lashon, which we find sometimes that it's a klal and prat. Before Hashem, who's coming? Coming to what? Kiva lishpoda aretz. That's the lashon. I saw, interesting, in the Kamoti Shal Rav, he quotes, not in the Kamoti Shal Rav, in the Biurei Chasid, in the Kamoti Shal Rav, he quotes that, why are the trees going to sing? Because the Gemara says in Ksuba, based on a pasuk here, that in the future, all Ilanei Srak, trees that don't bear fruit, they're all going to bear fruit in the future. So they're going to be happy because then there's going to be an Isra Batashlas cutting down the fruit trees. So all the trees, Yalo Sadai Oziranu Kolat Seyar, all the trees are going to be happy because even the trees that don't have fruit are going to be besimcha because they won't be able to cut down. The parak ends off. Yishpo Teva B'tzedek, Hashem will judge the world in righteousness. V'amim be'emunaso, and his nation in emuna. So when they end with this, there's right, we know, sometimes we get confused. We don't know what the, you know, the Tiber is up to on a Friday night. There is two, right, in two prakim from now, it ends off, v'amim b'meisharim, right, the end of Tzadiches. And this is v'amim be'emunaso. And he says, here, there's a double kiva. And there is only one kiva. So he suggests, based on the Birei Chasidus, quotes this from the Leiv Sameach, that maybe it has to do with Bi'ita Nachishena. Kiva, kiva means it's a slow process. Kiva is a quicker process. So that's, you can look there. He connects these two mizmorim. Okay, we'll stop here.